Welcome, everybody, again to the One Small Change. As always, I am thrilled that you're here to be on this journey of exploration and transformation with me. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial experience and passion for discovering how growth can come from even the most seemingly small change. So, if you're on the entrepreneurial journey, whether you're at the beginning or the end, I think you're going to find some great insights because we are talking to the amazing Candy Messer. Candy,
Hello.
is so good that we get to swap podcasts.
It's been a little bit, but I'm glad to see you again.
Yes, so when I did your podcast, I did not have a podcast, so I am so happy that I can reciprocate. But even more than that, I am excited about what you can tell entrepreneurs. Because I remember when we talked, we had so many things that we clicked on and agreed on in the entrepreneurial journey and why what you do is so important. So tell us how you got started and what made you do what you do.
Sure. Actually, I never intended to be an entrepreneur. I was, in retail for most of my career, up to the time from when I first started a real job, let's say, until I had my second child. And I thought at first I was going to go back and do that. But then I just decided it didn't make sense with my kids. I wanted to be able to be home with them. And so I was home. I was at home mom for 3 years. And then someone asked me like to help out at a preschool, and that's kind of when I started doing the accounting things. I was, keeping track of, the parents having to pay for their child and all of those kind of things. And one thing led to another. Had a corporate job after that, for about 6 years as a full charge bookkeeper. And so someone knew what I did with the numbers, reconciling. And her husband had a business, and she said, "I hate reconciling. Like, I will invoice the clients and I'll pay the bills, but I hate reconciling the books and making sure everything's accurate. Will you please help?" And so that's how I got started. She bugged me for like 3 or 4 months before I said yes. And then I thought, well, now I need to get some additional clients because I have to do everything legally. I have to have a business license. I have to buy equipment. I have to buy the software. And so I was doing my quote unquote real job. And then I had on the side, this one until about a year and a half later, my husband said, "Quit your job and focus on your business. You're good at it. People love what you do. You provide a great service." So he
So,
convinced me.
like a lot of entrepreneurs, you kind of, you didn't wake up one morning and go, "I'm going to be an entrepreneur."
Right.
And you kind of found your way there by hit or by miss. And the thing that's so funny is that you're very lucky that you had your spouse say, "Quit your job and do this." Many times it's the opposite kind of reaction. And I know that, my mother would call me on a regular basis and say, "What, get a job." Or if I would say to her, "I'm working," she goes, "You're not. You don't have a job."
It's true. He actually had to convince me. I was nervous because maybe some of your listeners are in the same position, but I had a guaranteed paycheck that I knew I went to work for so many hours. I came home with pay. Now, if I quit that job and it's all on me to create this business, that can be a scary thing. So it took him just saying, "I know you can do this. You're really good at it, and it's like, what if something happens, right? What's the worst that could happen, right? You could go back and get a job, right?
Right. So I think you hit on something else, that entrepreneurship is not for everybody, because it definitely is a life of uncertainty.
For sure.
And I had a client, she goes, "I just want to work so many hours and I just want to know that I'm going to make this kind of pay." And I go, "That's called a job." So
Exactly.
tell me more about, what you've learned working with entrepreneurs and why it's so important that we keep our stuff together.
Well, as I said, I started helping this person and slowly added some clients. And as I started working with people and adding additional services, at first it was just the bookkeeping, and then it became payroll and sales tax and 1099s, like all the compliance. A lot of times I would see business owners didn't know what they were supposed to be doing, and they'd end up with these penalty notices like, "You should have done this, and because you didn't, now we're going to charge you a penalty and then interest because you didn't pay this on time." And a lot of times that interest was more than the amount they owed in the first place because it took the government so long to get to them. And so I decided, like, I want to help educate entrepreneurs, let them know what they need to do. If they don't want to do it, give them a resource where they can do what they love. So many people really hate this part of the business, right? But it's necessary. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you can't just do the thing you love per se. You know, someone, whether it's you or someone else, has to do kind of the financials and the reporting and making sure you have your business license and all of those things. So that's kind of where I come in, is I can teach you what you need to know and you can do it on your own, or we can actually do it for you.
So you're absolutely right. First of all, this shows that we absolutely are live and that I have a dog. So if you have a pet, you know. I think part of it is we feel like you have plenty of time to do it. I'll do it later. And second of all, you say something like, maybe I'm not making enough money, or I need to spend more time making money. So then you don't put people, into it. So keep talking. Tell me more.
Sure. Well, as you were even saying, a lot of times people put this part of the business off because they need to get the customers, right, to bring in the money, and they're working so many hours as it is. They're like, well, I'll get to that later. And then later becomes your CPA gives you a call and says, okay, I need your information now. We need to do your taxes. And then it's a completely overwhelming feeling because you have all of this information that has to be put together. You have to let your, CPA know how much money did you make, or hopefully not lose, but sometimes there's that negative profit
And
or
that's why
loss.
we don't want to put it on paper if we're losing money.
Right. It's so true. And a lot of times people don't understand the difference between cash flow and profit. So they might have in their head, well, I don't have any money in the bank, so I'm not profitable. And that could be completely false because if you're living off of the earnings, the government says, well, that's taxable income. It's just like if you were at a job and you got your paycheck, you have your earnings, then they take out the taxes and you go home with the net and you live off the net. And that's where a lot of people get themselves into trouble too, is because they're living off of their earnings, not realizing that that's taxable. And then now it's time to file your tax return, and the CPA says you owe this much, and they don't have the cash, right? And so that gets themselves into a little bit of a problem as well.
I did taxes for 15 years, and seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so for entrepreneurs, especially those that, it's like that this is not my forte. I'm not good with numbers. Blah, blah, blah. I'll wait till I can hire somebody. Whatever the excuse is, what are some of the very basic things that you can do to make this easier? And I'm gonna maybe challenge you a little bit and ask you to start with a mindset piece, that they need to get into the right mindset to make this work.
Right. Well, if you're talking mindset, I think one of the things is to admit to yourself, you don't have to be a math expert to be able to do this, number one. And I think that's what a lot of times people avoid it because they're like, I'm not good at math, right? You don't have to be good at math. You just have to have your paperwork organized. You can use a software that helps put the information in. If you learn how to use that properly, you can get good reports, right? That's another thing, though, is actually learning how to use it, because sometimes the software is so easy that you could put something in incorrectly as well, right? But I would say, number one, don't think you have to be an expert and be, fabulous at math, because that's not true. That's a misnomer in terms of this field.
I think the other mindset is you need to know your numbers if you're running a business.
For
And
sure.
so if you don't want to do your numbers or whatever, then you probably have a hobby, and you need to know your numbers so that, for instance, when I talk to clients, sometimes I'll say, which one of your products has the biggest profit margin? Which do you make the most money from? Because that's the thing we should be doing more of. And they're like, oh, I never thought of that before. All right, so that's just one thing. I have to tell you, and I apologize. Apparently, not only do I have a dog, but I have a grandchild that just walked in the house.
That's all right.
So
It's
life,
life.
that life goes on, right? So tell me two other things that entrepreneurs need to know.
Sure. Well, I agree with you in terms of the numbers and really understanding what those are. And so I would also say it's okay to tell someone that you're working with that you don't understand what they're trying to explain to you too. So if you're having a meeting to go over your finances and you don't understand something on the report, it's okay to say, like, I don't know that, because like some of us are really good at that. We might think that we're being clear and maybe we're not. So it's okay to say, like, can you tell me this in a different way, or can you use another example? But like I said, it's important to know. And if you don't want to look at those numbers all the time yourself and prepare them, then use someone like us that can put that financial information together for you and then have a meeting with you and say, you know, in comparison to before, this is how you're doing revenue wise. Or are you aware that you have spent this percentage of this expense account from your revenue? That might be too high, right? Like maybe advertising is a little bit out of whack. Or, you know, are you aware that you actually are losing money, like I said, on this product or things? You know, there's things like that that they still don't have to do themselves. They can hire someone like us, but you still should look at the numbers. And one of the things that frustrates us as bookkeepers a lot of times too is if we want to have time to sit down with someone and they think it's not important, or once again, like, well, I have other things I have to do and maybe we'll get to it, and then that maybe never comes. And so put yourself first as well too, in terms of, yes, you need to have your clients, but you also need to make sure that your business is going to continue to run. Like if you're not profitable, if you don't have cash flow, you know, if you don't have your business set up where it's going to be successful, then you're not ultimately helping your customer because you're going to be gone and then they don't have you as a service provider.
All right, so I'm gonna kind of take a little left turn. You said something that I think I hadn't really thought of before, and that is what you're talking about is that your accountant can help you with trends in your business if you ask them. So the first part of this is ask questions and let the accountant know what's important to you and what you're trying to achieve so that they can be a resource for you and actually translate some of those numbers for you. Because it's a relationship, it's a partnership, right? The other thing is, the flip side of that is, I think, and this is what I find that a lot of times women do, is they go, I'm going to learn how to do this. And so, you know, their business is like here, and they take a totally different turn and decide, you know, like I was talking to somebody about AI the other day, and I said, well, did you do this? And she goes, no, I decided to get AI certified. And I'm like, why? This is nothing. This is like so peripheral. So I think the one thing that I think I would really, I mean, I probably knew this, but I don't think I knew it in the way that you're talking about it, that your accountant can be not only just somebody who crunches the numbers for you, but somebody who can give you insight into your numbers as you're growing and learning so that you can be more profitable and more stable.
Right. Well, let me give you an example of what happened. So this happened many years ago. Someone came to me and it started with she had a notice from the IRS that she owed taxes. The CPA had filed the return and she was completely shocked to find, you know, that she owed, because once again, she was living off of the earnings. So she came to me and she said, I need to understand like how this happened in the first place. How am I profitable? And talk to me like I'm five, right? And because I don't understand numbers, I'm very creative. And so, like, these facts and figures are hard for me to understand. And so, we started doing the bookkeeping for her. And then every quarter we met, and we would look at, where are you this quarter? And let's compare your figures to last quarter. And then let's look at your expenses. And so, one of the things that we looked at for her was she was almost every day going out, grabbing a meal and thinking that it was an expense, but you can't expense your lunch, right? If you have a business meeting, that's another thing. But just because you're buying groceries or lunch, you can't. So I started showing her, you've spent this percentage of your revenue just on your groceries. Like, are you aware that you have spent this much? And she wasn't, right? Because you just buy here or there, you don't realize how much. So when we sat down and I said, you've literally spent, you know, this percentage of your revenue on groceries and meals, and this isn't tax deductible because it's technically not a business expense. it was eye-opening for her. So she was able to see like, okay, I need to change that. And she was able to reduce the spending on that category. And then we looked at another one, which was her professional development, which professional development's great, but it's like, are you aware you've spent like this year 25% of your revenue, right, on professional development? And she was like, no, but she just saw something like, this is a great class. I think I should do this, and didn't realize how much she was spending. So we literally would sit down every quarter and I would review those expenses with her, and then she would make changes. And over time, she did become much more profitable because it became something she thought about and focused on, like, should I be spending this money on this right now? And how much is it really costing me?
And she learned not to eat lunch by herself, but to take a business friend with her.
Have a business purpose. The IRS wants you to have, you know, a person, a purpose. Like, why are you talking, you know, talking business? Yes.
So I think, the biggest takeaway is this is a part of your business that you have to do. If it's a part of your business that you dread doing, you still have to do it. So why not do it with a partner that can help you and that understand it and make it easier? I mean, because one of the things that is the earlier you start on this, the better, the less you have to dig yourself out. And if you set up the systems and where, that so that they work for you, then your results are going to be much better. This has been amazing and very eventful. So the other thing is, just a couple of practical steps, and then also what you're going to give people. So, we're in that transit. People need to start today, whether today is at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, wherever. If you haven't done anything, you need to start today. So with that in mind, what are the first things that people need to do?
Well, I would say number one is find out what you need to do to be in compliance for your business. You know, make sure you have your business license. You issue 1099s if you're supposed to do that. If you're supposed to make estimated tax payments, like really find those things that you should be doing. And if you're not sure what those are, I do share a lot on my YouTube channel too. I have my own podcast, like you said, or I have videos that I will record. I have blogs, you know, so because again, I'm trying to educate those entrepreneurs, but I'd say really look at compliance, because if you don't do what you're supposed to, those government penalties can really, really hurt you financially. And so that would be first step, I believe. Number two,
Go
okay, I
ahead.
was just saying, go ahead.
I think we need something easier than that. So, like, you need to put aside some time every week or month to start collecting your. But go ahead.
Well, I always say too, put reminders on your calendar, right? So whether it's, you know, a digital calendar, or some people still use written, you know, documents on their little desktop or something, but put in there when things are due, because again, you get so busy, you think you're going to remember, like, my estimated tax payment is due in April, right? You're going to think you're going to remember, but then you might get so busy you forget. So whatever it is as a reminder for you, put those reminders in there so that again you don't lose track and end up into some place you don't want to be, right?
Great. So what is your gift? We obviously we're going to put the link to your YouTube channel in there, and
Sure.
your podcast, but you've got something else, right?
Well, I have a few different things I could offer. I didn't know when this was going to air, because we're recording towards the end of the year. But if it airs before the 1099 deadline, if anyone is unsure how they should be filing, because there's two different forms, there's different deadlines, I do have a free guide to that as well. And I believe if you go to affordablebookkeepingandpayroll.com, I think it's a free dash guide. But what I could do
Oh,
is
we'll
send you
put it
the
in the notes.
link.
We'll
I
give
will send
you a
that to you.
resource. We'll give you a resource that's evergreen that, where you can find information. So, I just find that when I talk to you, I mean, there's so many things that I see, that entrepreneurs are doing and why they could use their service. So I know that you're always into the numbers and the deadlines and stuff like that. So let me ask you, when was the last time you did something new for the first time?
Actually, in October, I went to see someone who's been working with my company for a long time. And she lives about 4 or so hours away from where I am. So I actually went to visit her, and they love to play games. So I learned two new games that they were really fun. And so I've actually decided I would like to have those in my own home at some point so I could play some games too. But that was really fun.
It is fine when you break up the routine. I mean, we need structure, but we also need some spontaneity, right? So let me pay the bills. So if you're listening to this, I would love it if you would subscribe and share and engage in some of the conversation. And the one of the reasons I do this and bring you different kinds of guests is so that you can supercharge your business. This is a way for me to give back to the community so that you can have a bigger impact. And I hope that you will continue to join me because we're going to have all kinds of interesting guests, because the entrepreneurial journey is not a straight line. There's a lot of things that can happen, and even the teeniest shift can give you a transformation that you weren't expecting. So if you haven't done it, you might want to go to the podcast page and listen to some of the other podcasts that are there. So, Candy, give us some words of wisdom. What are your last words?
I would just say for the entrepreneur, if you are like struggling financially too, I would recommend a resource by Mike Michalowicz too. I love reading his books, but Profit First. So if you really want to figure out your finances, make sure you're putting money away for yourself first and not just paying all the expenses. So I would just recommend reading that as a book. And then I would just love for you to follow my channel as well too, where I share tips. My passion is really to educate entrepreneurs so they be successful, because too many fail. And so my goal is to really help you succeed. So I would love if you would just follow that. Let me know if there's a topic you would enjoy as well. I'd be happy to share that too.
That's fantastic. And I think the thing is, when you say pay yourself first, that is so important. And the thing that I always found when I was teaching money management is that it's so much easier to say, I'm going to use percentages instead of dollars, because when you start out, you go, well, this is such a little bit, that it's not worth doing. And then when you're actually making money, it's like, this is so much. I don't. So it's before you make your money, it's a really good thing to, I think, to say, I'm going to put this percentage here, I'm going to put this percentage here, I'm going to put this percentage here. And if you need to adjust it as you go along, but it's a way to get started. And it's a way, I always say it's a way to say, I manage my money, even if it's just a little bit of money. And then by the time you're making a lot of money, it's a habit. Oh, I'm sorry we have to stop. So talking about habits, remember, change can be simple, but it's not always easy. And it requires an effort. It requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. So it's not always fun. So I hope that as you're making changes, you'll join me again for the One Small Change as we embark on a journey of bold vision and innovative possibilities. And I will see you next time. And until then, stay curious. Candy, thank you so much.